You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In the Benny Green Archives.
The show this song comes from has at least three titles, as far as I can figure out, and so does the song itself. It wasn't written by any of these standard modern songwriters, and yet it has become a standard song. Or rather, half a standard song. Because in the last 30 or 40 years, a lot of musicians have made the discovery that if you dump the words, alter the tempo, forget all about the plot which first introduced it, and forget also about the kind of singer it was written for, what you have left is an excellent thing for playing jazz on. Now, what does all this add up to? It means that the estate of the original composer collects royalties, even though what has happened to the song would have given the old boy a bad case of heartburn. The coincidence I just mentioned comes in two parts, and let me take the second one first. This tune with a mixed-up past.
In dreams when night is falling, I seem to hear you calling, for you have cast a net around me, and neath a magic spell have bound me, yours, yours alone. And where you are, I long to be. You make my darkness bright, when like a star you shine on me. Shine your light divine bids me hope in you, that dreams of mine may perchance come true, and I shall hear you whisper I love you. My heart's delight, and where you are, I long to be. You make my darkness bright, when like a star you shine on me. And I shall hear you whisper, I love you.
Notice the official definition of that song, You Are My Heart's Delight, written by Graham and Lehar. That is, of course, Franz Lehar, whose early career as a sergeant major in the Imperial Austrian Army gives the lie once and for all to the malicious rumour that that army consisted in its entirety of staff officers. You Are My Heart's Delight comes from a new double album called Double Take, 24 songs by the Mike Sams Singers. Now to the second half of the coincidence. About 4 months ago, I purchased from a friend a collection of sheet music, which includes this same song. The sheet music tells you that Harry Graham's English lyric is an adaptation of the words of two German versifiers called Herzer and Lohner, that the song was written for a show called Land of Smiles, and that according to the date on the music, the English version came about around 1929. But what was really fascinating was an ink-written inscription at the top of the sheet in German, and it read in English, "My dear Richard, here is your Tauber song," followed by a date and the signature, "Your dear Franz." So what I appear to have is the original sheet music given by Lehár to Richard Tauber when Tauber starred in Land of Smiles. It was in that show that Tauber was able to conceal the effects of severe arthritis in the face and legs by being enveloped in Chinese robes. Apparently the hero is a Chinese who has an affair with a Viennese lady. Pictures of Tauber in his oriental disguise kit are as ludicrous as anything in the musical version of Lost Horizon, which will give you some idea how comical the whole thing must have been. Now, I remember as a small boy hearing Richard Tauber sing the song, and I recall especially the opening words, which always symbolised for me an obese man trying to split his shirt front. "You are my heart's delight, and where you are, I long to be. You make my darkness bright, when like a star, you shine on me." But what is this?
Yours is my heart alone, and without you, life holds no charm. Every thought I own, our love, the theme of every dream. Oh, that makes life seem worthwhile, dwells in your eyes, and the spell of your smile, there is no song half so sweet to me as your voice whispering, "I love you, dear." Oh, that makes life seem worthwhile, dwells in your eyes, and the spell of your smile, there is no song half so sweet to me as your voice whispering, "I love you, dear."
Not "You Are My Heart's Delight," but "Yours Is My Heart Alone." Quite different words, which turn out to be the work of Harry Smith, the endearing Broadway hack, who holds the record for writing more shows, about 130, than any other writer in the history of musicals. This later American version of the song was performed on Broadway by Tauber in 1946. But wait, Lehár wrote the tune for a 1923 opera called Die Gelbe Jacke, The Yellow Jacket, And then in Berlin in 1929, it reappeared in a new version of the show called Land of Smiles. Then it came to London with Harry Graham lyrics, and then it went to America on the strength of Harry B. Smith's words. But the song has another life, one which would have caused Franz Lehár such unhappiness that, had he known about it, I think he would probably have tried to re-enlist in the Austrian army. Well, it's a long, bumpy road from mid-1920s Viennese operetta to the Oscar Peterson Trio, and what happened along the way to Richard Tauber swathed in his Chinese jacket. But then songs very often persist in going their own way to the complete consternation of their creators. What it all means undoubtedly is this, that neither the operetta nor the lyrics are all that contemporary, but that the melody Franz Nehar wrote, and more pertinently the harmonies with which he buttressed that melody, have a touch of real class about them, and that they therefore commend themselves to musicians who have a real touch of class about them. But the business of show songs which become hits, and songs which don't, is an endless pageant of fluke, accident and plans gone wrong. And there's an anniversary of a case in point this very minute. On April the 26th, 1928, Rodgers and Hart attended yet another of their own first nights, a show called Present Arms. People are often noting how daft the plots of musicals can sometimes be, and Present Arms does take some beating in this regard. A hick marine poses as a captain to impress Lady Delphine, daughter of an English peer. The bogus captain is thrown out of the Marines, displays reckless heroism during a shipwreck, and wins her ladyship's love just when it looks like she's going to get hitched to a German pineapple salesman. I mean a salesman from Germany selling pineapples, not a salesman selling German pineapples. In his autobiography, Richard Rodgers doesn't seem particularly ashamed of this sort of twaddle that he and Larry Hart were involved in. Instead, he admits that the hit song of Present Arms was supposed to be something called Do I Hear You Saying I Love You? But the trouble was that Rodgers couldn't hear anybody saying anything at all about the song, even though he plugged it in the opening scene, in the third scene, right through the intermission, again in the final scene, and again as the audience was leaving the theatre. None of it made the slightest difference. The song disappeared without trace, but something else, a quite minor piece, took hold and has been going strong ever since.
When a girl has the heart of a mother, it must go to someone, of course. It can't be a sister or brother, and so I love my horse. But horses are frequently silly. Mine ran from the beach of Kalah and left me alone for a filly. So I picked you up.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you've made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use, you've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use, you've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So advantage of me. You took advantage of me.
The song, whose great popularity shocked and surprised Rodgers and Hart when it first emerged from the chaos of a show called Present Arms. Nothing else from that show has survived, but I've come across one relic from it called I'm a Fool, Little One. Apparently one of the minor songs and not sung by the leading character, it still has some appeal. Incidentally, all the dance numbers were staged by Busby Berkeley, and the leading lady caused several problems. She was an English blonde called Flora Le Breton, which translated into proper English means Florrie the Brit. And Rodgers, gallant to the last, wrote of her that she was, quote, about as attractive as a small canary. Well, canary or not, the show ran 155 performances, which was enough to get its investment back in those happier times.
I'm a fool, little one, 'cause I must be crazy to care. I'm a fool, little one, I'm told. As a rule, little one, you are here to look at, but not to touch. As a rule, the run around here is all I get. I'm a fool, little one. It's a pity, but it's true. I'm a fool, little one.
The voice of Estelle Parsons with a song called I'm a Fool, Little One, one of the quietly charming casualties of the 1928 show Present Arms, which was really a blatant attempt by the librettist Herbert Fields to rewrite his hit of the previous year, Hit the Deck. That one had been about sailors, whereas Present Arms was about marines, but otherwise the whole thing was suspiciously adjacent in every detail. Hit the Deck was the sailor show that gave Vincent Newman the chance to make something useful out of his time in the First World War in the United States Navy. Newman's was a very strange card, not easy to know, not easy to get along with. The men who worked with him used words to describe him like defensive, moody, withdrawn. Yet Newman's was also a great one for the nightlife. That was really when he came alive. As for his songwriting, that was a really odd process. He would improvise at the piano and hum along. Now, when the hum became a whistle, that was the time to call in a musician to write it all down. Humans would play the harmonies, whistle the melody, and hire a kind of musical secretary to put it onto the manuscript. If so, how did he manage when he was in the Navy, where there was a distinct shortage of musical secretaries? But Hit the Deck was a bit like Land of Smiles when it came to a track record. Hit the Deck opened on Broadway April the 25th, 1927, and within 6 months was playing in London at the Hippodrome, where it duplicated its Broadway success. As for Vincent Newman's, although his career and his life were short, and although his output was accordingly small, his proportion of really big songs places him at the top of his profession.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. And I'll get along as a song strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes that grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Got those troubles and woe, but sure as I know that Jordan will roll. I'll get along as a song strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes that rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
Without a song. Now, Humans was a man who wanted to do everything. His dream was to produce his own shows, publicise them, write them, cast them, finance them, direct them, everything. And yet, this ambition ran alongside an inability to get organised. Racked with consumption, staying up all night, and if his witnesses are to be believed, forever trying to decant himself, Humans played a reckless game. The one thing he didn't have much of was time. Now, whether he was aware of this is problematic, but he sounds like such a reckless man that it probably wouldn't have made any difference to him. People who were working with him when he composed this next song have painted a riotous picture of Humans chasing the chorus girls around the theatre, retiring in a fit of pique to his hotel room and refusing to come out, falling asleep at the back of the stalls, and goodness knows what else. Today, what do we care? All we know is that drunk or sober, Humans could still come up with a great song, even if the leading lady, who happened to be Marilyn Miller, didn't think it was any good. Well, among those who begged to differ...
Time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare with someone you care for. One love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love heart for you. Should you
Time on My Hands reminds us that even when Vincent Newman's had a flop, the songs were unforgettable. That one was written for a very famous 1930 disaster called Smiles, starring Fred Astaire, who reckoned that the experience scarred him permanently. I'll catch up with Hit the Deck before we finish, but first of all, another quaint fragment turns up on an imported album called Harlem Lullaby. Now that title comes from one of the songs on the album, which is a collection of old sides by the Dorsey Brothers Band with assorted singers. The Dorsey Brothers were, of course, Tommy and Jimmy, whose alliance was short-lived because of the brothers' unusual habit of hitting each other on the fist with their noses. Eventually, they split up, and both were immensely successful. But in 1933, they were going full strength in double harness. And among their recordings was one with a very unusual theme, which I suppose you could define as religion. It was a popular song written in 1930 by Amasio Pinkard, who won his fame with Sweet Georgia Brown, and the lyrics were by Mitchell Parrish of Stardust fame. The vocals by Mildred Bailey, but what made me smile was the identity of the orchestrator.
Brethren, sistren, hear my preaching do. Brethren, sistren, good book teaching ain't been reaching you. Oh, sisters, you strut the aisle, you all dressed to kill with style. You wink your eye and smile, is that religion? One thing I do despise, you catch your deacon's eyes. That's where their weakness lies, is that religion? You see the parson's vexed, you got him so perplexed. His mind ain't on his text, is that religion? There's some cheating gonna be dead, and you all done took off the lid, trying to get your parson to skid, is that religion?
Mildred Bailey and the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Is That Religion? And the orchestrator who masterminded that whole operation was none other than Glenn Miller. Well, we left Hit the Deck about to be disguised, and that leads to one of those saloon bar questions. Which musical role on the stage was played by Fred Astaire and Stanley Holloway? And the answer is Bilge Smith in Hit the Deck, although it was actually called Follow the Fleet when Fred did it.
You know that I haven't ambitions for lofty positions that wind up with the wealth of the land. I'll give you the throne that a king sat on for just a small baton, providing you included a band. If I could be the wealthy owner of a large industry, I would say not for me, I'd rather lead a band. If I could be a politician with a chance to dictate, I would say, let it wait, I'd rather lead a band. I'm rich as old Croesus, my every care ceases when I've got 10 pieces in hand. If I could have a millionaire with a whole flock of banks, I would just whisper thanks. I'd rather lead a band. A saxophone, a slide trombone, a bass, fiddle, and a drum. A guy at the piano who makes it hum. A violin, yeah, clarinet, a hot trumpet and guitar, a knee with the baton, and there you are!
I'd rather lead a band, one of the several outstanding Irving Berlin songs from the 1936 RKO Hit the Deck remake, which was called Follow the Fleet. Now, one of the other big songs in Follow the Fleet is this.
I've been a Roman Romeo, my Juliets have been many, but now my Roman days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you. Mama, I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you.
I've been a roaming Juliet, my Romeos have been many, but now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Yeah. my baby don't come through.
I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account.
Yes, and honey, I decided to love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Just to complicate the hit the deck situation, although Astaire played the part of Bilge Smith in Follow the Fleet, he wasn't called Bilge Smith. He was called Bake Baker, and they gave the Bilgey name to his best friend, Randa Scott. Now, one of the best remembered scenes in Follow the Fleet was a dance hall sequence in which Fred and Ginger hold forth vocally and footwise on behalf of the joys of dancing. Well, there was a whole string of dancing songs written for the Fred and Ginger pictures, from Change Partners to Cheek to Cheek, to Shall We Dance, to I Won't Dance. Well, this one is a little bit different.
As you listen to the band, don't you get a bubble. As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow. If you step out on the floor, you'll forget your troubles. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So get together, let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come, hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go, relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go. Let yourself go, relax, and let yourself go, relax. You've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go. Let yourself go.
Let yourself go, Ella Fitzgerald, which leaves me just enough time to play what I suspect is the best dancing song of the lot, the best song in Follow the Fleet, and maybe one of the best songs of the entire popular period. In the film, it brought the story to a climax in a daring compromise between reality and make-believe. Fred and Ginger, in this song, are doing an act, but the sheer romantic intensity of the song and the dance made it seem like the natural culmination of their love affair within the story of the picture. Now, this is a brilliant exercise in unorthodoxy, with Berlin writing all kinds of variations in the number of bars contained in the song, and yet making it all sound perfectly conventional.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have that chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance,
let's face the music and dance.
Frank Sinatra singing Irving Berlin, written for Fred and Ginger, and you can't get more performing aristocrats in one announcement than that. So not surprisingly, that's it. See you same time next week.
Soon, we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. While there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music, let's hear that music, face the music and dance.
You've been listening to In the Benny Green Archives here on lgradio.online. Please do visit the website to find out when the next episode is on, along with all our other shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.